Now time for some more music for you to enjoy. In 1933, Irving Berlin, the most prolific songwriter of popular songs in the first half of the 20th century, collaborated in 1933 with Moss Hart to write the musical As Thousands Cheer. It was a series of sketches based on page one news stories from the newspapers in America at the time. I'm going to play three songs which Irving Berlin wrote for the score of As Thousands Cheer. The first one is Heatwave.
Is rising, it isn't surprising, she certainly can't. She started the heat wave by letting her seat work, and in such a way that the customers say that she certainly can't. She moves that thermometer proves that she certainly can.
Heatwave, introduced in As Thousands Cheer on Broadway in 1933, introduced by Ethel Waters, but that recording was by Eve Boswell. Probably the most popular and enduring song from the show was Easter Parade. Irving Berlin had written the melody before, but wrote a new lyric for the 1933 production of As Thousands Cheer, introduced by the celebrated and beautiful Marilyn Miller and Clifton Webb, but I have a recording by Trummy Young singing with Jimmy Lunsford's orchestra, Easter Parade.
Thank you. the thrill upon death. You'll be the grandest lady, baby, in the Easter parade. I'll be all in clover, and when they look you over, I'll be the proudest fellow, baby, in the Easter parade. On the Avenue, Fifth Avenue, the photographers will snap us. You'll find that you win the road to Grandview. I could write a song then, hope about your Easter bonnet. And oh, the girl I'm taking, baby, to the Easter parade.
Easter Parade, sung by Tommy Young with Jimmy Lunsford's orchestra. Irving Berlin wrote many other songs for the score of As Thousands Cheer. I'm just going to play one more. This one was introduced on stage by Marilyn Miller, and here's a recording of it by Ella Fitzgerald.
Say, how are the chances of making you love me the way I love you? How many young girls must I fight with to be in right with, in right with you? For one of those glances, a glimpse of heaven, I'm longing to see. How's chances to end all your romances and start taking your chances with me?
Berlin's How's Chances, sung by Ella Fitzgerald. Yesterday was the anniversary of the birth of the American pianist, orchestra leader, Roger Williams. I'm going to play a delightful recording made by Roger Williams playing the piano with his orchestra in 1984. Once in a While, written by Michael Edwards and Bud Green, sung by the British group, the vocalists, the Mike Sams Singers. That was preceded by Dream a Little Dream of Me, written in 1931 by Wilbur Schwant, and as I said, it was recorded by Roger Williams in 1984. Enjoy now a couple of recordings by some delightful duets.
Of the forest are calling for thee, and the shades and the glades are lonely. Summer is there with her blossoms fair, and you are absent only.
No bird that nests in the greenwood tree but sighs to greet you and kiss you. All the violets yearn for your safe return, but most of all I miss you. Dream of the fields.
better in the world today. We could go on loving in the same old way. Wonderful things to do.
If I were the only girl in the world, and I were the only boy.
Sometimes when I feel bad, things look blue. I wish a girl I had, say one of my.
The British singers Ann Ziegler and Webster Booth sang If You Were the Only Girl in the World, written in 1916 by Nat Iyer and Clifford Gray, but the recording that you heard was made in 1939. And a year before that, Bing Crosby and Francis Langford sang, with the accompaniment of Victor Young's orchestra, of Gypsy Love Song. Victor Herbert and Harry Smith had written that song for an 1898 operetta called The Fortune Teller. Just after 29 minutes past 10, in about 1 minute, I'll introduce you to my two singers of renown for the first week of October 2023. Having just played two delightful duet recordings of vocalists from Great Britain and the USA, I'm now going to introduce you to my singers of renown for this week. Two vocalists, the first an Italian tenor, Giuseppe De Stefano, renowned as and known as the Golden Voice, worldwide performances from the late 1940s, and the other, the American-born Greek soprano Maria Callas, most renowned and influential from the 1950s, somewhat controversial in some cases because of her dramatic presentations on her and her personal life. They're going to sing for us a duet from Giuseppe Verdi's opera La Traviata. Giuseppe will sing as Alfredo, who espouses his love to Mia Corrales, Maria Callas, who is Violetta, but she offers only her friendship. The aria is entitled One Happy Day, but of course it's sung in Italian, Un di Felice.
Thank you.
Two stars of opera at the top of their game, Giuseppe Di Stefano and Maria Callas, in De Felice, One Happy Day from Verdi's La Traviata. Here's Vera Lynn.
I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You made me glad. But there were times, dear, you made me feel so bad. You made me sigh, for I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you I want some love that's true. Yes, I do, indeed I do, you know I do. Gimme, 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 gimme what I cry for. You know you got the brand of kisses that I die for. You know you made me love you. You made me happy sometimes. You made me glad. But there were times, dear, you made me feel so sad. You made me sigh, for I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. Yes, I do. Indeed, I do. You know I do. Gimme, 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 gimme what I cry for. You know you got the brand of kisses that I die for. You know.
That was the American singer Arthur Tracy, You Made Me Love You, written back in 1912 by Joseph McCarthy and James Monaco for a New York show called The Honeymoon Express. And Al Jolson was the star of that show. The anniversary was Dave Franklin and Al Dubin wrote that one, and Vera Lynn sang it. Here's a recording from 1957 from a film, The Joker Is Wild. Frank Sinatra was a star of the film, and here he is singing a song that Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Cahn wrote for The Joker Is Wild, All the Way.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you. All the way, happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you. All the way, taller than the tallest tree is, that's how it's got to feel. Deeper than the deep blue sea is, that's how deep it goes if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless he needs you. All the way through the good or lean years, and for all the in-between years, come what may. Who knows where the road will lead us? Only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way, all the way. Somebody needs you, it's no good unless he needs you. All the way through the good or lean years, and for all the in-between years, come what may. Who knows where the road will lead us? Only a fool would say. If you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way, all the way.
All the way. Away, written by Sammy Kahn and James Van Heusen, determined by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences to be the best film song from 1957. You're listening to Graham Pascoe's Morning Music. It's about 14 minutes to 11. The community radio station, of course, is 2MC FM, 92.3 in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange, and wherever you have access to the internet on 2MCE.org. And incidentally, my program is one of the programs that you can listen to on demand if you go to the radio station's website.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own, a doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl. I guess I had a million dolls or more. I guess I've played the dog game for and all. I just quarreled with Sue. That's why I'm blue. She's gone away and left me just like all dolls do. I'll tell you boys, it's tough to be alone. And it's tough to love a doll that's not your own. I'm through with all of them. I'll never fall again. Say, boy, what you gonna do? I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl.
Stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember when or where. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you were smiling then, but I can't remember when. Time seem to be happening.
The Dinning Sisters sang Rodgers and Hart's composition, Where or When, and Johnny Black wrote Paper Doll. The Mills Brothers sang it and had a hit with it in Australia in 1944. You may not have heard about the Community Radio Plus app, but it's only when you start using it that you wonder how you live without it. You can listen to us wherever you are, and even out on the water fishing. Just search Community Radio Plus wherever you get your apps. Something to think about.
Love is good for anything that ails you. Baby, there is nothing love can't do. Love is good for anything that ails you. How about a sweet romance for two? A kiss will pep you up. A hug will step you up. If dreams have kept you up, you don't need pills, you need thrills. Love's a precious thing that never fails you. Love is good for anything that ails you. Oh yeah. Love is good for anything that ails you. Baby, there is nothing love can't do. Love is good for anything that ails you. How about a sweet romance for two? A kiss will pep you up. A hug will step you up. If dreams have kept you up, you don't need pills, you need thrills. Love's a precious thing that never fails you. Love is good for anything. Yes, it's good for anything. Love is good for anything that is.
James Band, Strictly Instrumental, and Barbara Cook sang Lovers. good for anything that ails you. Here's another Irving Berlin song.
Where are you going, Matt?
Well, I'll tell you. Not so far from here, there's a really crazy atmosphere. Everyone is going there this year, and there's a reason. Have you been longing for the smile that you haven't had for quite a while? If you have, then follow me, and I'll show the way. I'm on my way to Cuba, that's where I'm going. Cuba, that's where I'll stay. Cuba, where wine is flowing, and those dark-eyed fellas, like the fellas and the tellers. Cuba, where all is happy. Cuba, where all is gay. Why don't you plan a trip down to Havana? Hop on a ship and I'll see you in Cuba.
Well, that, of course, was Nat King Cole, an Irving Berlin song, I'll See You in C-U-B-A, written by Irving Berlin for Ziegfeld Midnight Frolic of 1919, yet another review by the Florence Ziegfeld production. Hope you've enjoyed the programme today. It's just about time for the National Radio News. And, of course, remember, after the midday news, you can hear the talking news.